Hello, everyone. I just wanted to make it clear this project was done through my MPH research at Wayne State University, although I am currently a first-year PhD student at UAB. So I have no conflicts to disclose, but this project was funded by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan Foundation, but the funding source had no role in the design, analysis, or dissemination of results. And the study was approved through the Wayne State University Institutional Review Board. So I'm going to start off talking about some background information on health literacy and hypertension, and then talk about some of the methods that I used and some of the results, and just end with, you know, so what? What does all this mean? What are the implications of this research? So we've seen this definition before, but health literacy is defined as the degree to which individuals have the capacity to obtain, process, and understand basic information and health services needed to make appropriate health decisions. And I think this definition really focuses on the fact that health literacy is not merely just reading and writing, but it's also how do we use all of these skills to make important health decisions that affect our bodies and our health. And almost half of Americans have problems understanding and using health information. And this is particularly problematic because we know that health literacy is related to poorer health outcomes. But it's also related to health behaviors. Lower health literacy has been associated with less frequent mammograms and pap smears, and also flu vaccinations. These are just a few examples. And also different health outcomes like poor glycemic control. I will talk about hypertension in a minute specifically because that's what we looked at. So our sample was predominantly African American. And for African Americans, hypertension continues to develop more often and at earlier ages as compared to other racial groups such as whites. We know that the prevalence in 2011 to 2012 was 42% for non-Hispanic black men and women, and then it was 28% for non-Hispanic white men and women. So from the prevalence rates alone, you can see the serious disparity. And it has been stated that the prevalence of hypertension in blacks in the United States is among the highest in the world. So this is really a problem that needs some addressing or some interventions. So when we look at health behaviors around hypertension and we look at blood pressure monitoring, we know that blood pressure monitoring is very important. It's found to be associated with cardiovascular mortality, and it's also encouraged by several national and international guidelines. So healthcare practitioners are encouraged through these various guidelines to promote blood pressure monitoring when they deem that it's appropriate. Also, one of the studies mentioned compared home blood pressure monitoring to a 24-hour surveillance monitoring, and that was more closely associated than office monitoring was to that 24-hour ambulatory monitoring. So this goes to show you that home monitoring is important and can have important readings. All right, so what does the literature say specifically about hypertension and health literacy? So for the most part, health literacy has been found to be associated with elevated or uncontrolled blood pressure and less blood pressure knowledge, so that would be poorer health literacy. And also, there's very few studies that specifically look at blood pressure monitoring in relationship to health literacy, but I did find a few studies. One study was looking at blood pressure monitoring for a research intervention, and interestingly enough, completion of blood pressure monitoring was associated with health literacy scores, but was related to numeracy. So numeracy for this study was seen as how well do people work with numbers. So that was kind of an interesting finding. And then another study found more advanced type of health literacy skills to be related to some types of self-management behaviors. And the more advanced health literacy was defined as communicative health literacy. So there's sort of the basic health literacy where reading, can you understand the reading, can you understand the writing? But then there's more advanced health literacy like communication. Can you take information from oral communication, from written messages? Can you take it in, understand it, and then also communicate it back out? So that's sort of that upper level. And that was related to self-management behaviors. All right, so specifically for the project that I was looking at, the aim was to determine the relationship between health literacy and patient characteristics and blood pressure monitoring. And our sample was predominantly African American, all hypertensive, and they all had been discharged from an urban emergency department. So the study is ACHIEVE-BP, and it's a behavioral randomized control trial, patient education intervention. And this was based off a feasibility study. And at the time of the analysis, we had only recruited 104 individuals, and that's what this study, the sample of this study is. So it's not with the full 138 participants. So how did we measure health literacy? We used the tool that was created by Chu and colleagues, and this item specifically for healthcare providers and clinics. It has three items, and it's for rapid appraisal of health literacy. So, you know, the more traditional screens takes a little bit longer, but this is only three items, so it could be done in a minute. And this is something that would give clinicians a very quick idea of the health literacy status of their patients. And this health literacy screen has been shown to be reliable and valid and correlated to the traditional screen. So for this item, the questions ask about challenges with completing medical forms, understanding medical conditions, and reading hospital materials. And the scores range from 3 to 15, and 3 to 9 was categorized as low health literacy, and 10 to 15 is categorized as adequate health literacy. And these scores were taken from research that has been done that has shown that the greatest sensitivity and specificity is at these cut points. Okay, so our patient characteristics were education, basically looking at did they not complete high school or did they complete high school or higher? Were they working or were they not working, male or female? And then age, which was a continuous measure at enrollment. So for blood pressure monitoring, the question we used was, have you ever used a blood pressure monitor in one of those blood pressure machines in the store? So did they take it themselves or did they go to CVS and get that measurement? Both of those were considered home blood pressure monitoring. And the responses would have been yes or no. So for this study, we used chi-square analysis and also independent sample t-tests. For the chi-square, we looked at associations between health literacy, the lower adequate, and the categorical patient characteristics. And then for the t-test, we looked at differences in the means of age for adequate and low health literacy. So 99% of our sample was African American, 52% were male, and 77% had some high school or completed high school. The mean age was 47, and most of our sample had adequate health literacy. So here you can see a chart of our results. Again, males and females were split about half and half, but that was not significant statistically. For education, most had a high school diploma or higher, and that was statistically significant. For employment, again, it was about half and half, and that was not statistically significant. We also looked at internet use in the past 6 months, whereas most had internet use in the past month, and that was very significant. And then we looked at blood pressure monitoring, yes or no, as I explained earlier, and that was about 50-50, and that was not significant. And here we have the information for age. It was not significant, but you can kind of see the differences in the mean, but it was not significant. So just some discussion points. Interestingly enough, our sample's rate of low health literacy was consistent with one that was found by the National Assessment of Health Literacy, which was 14%. But it was much lower than the one in that same assessment that only looked at black adults, which was 24%. So it was much less than that African American population. Looking at age, we found that it was statistically significant, which is pretty consistent with most other studies that are out there. But contrary to most studies, we found age not to be significant, and we kind of think that this is because our sample was so small. Internet use, surprisingly, was very, very strongly related to health literacy in this sample. Previous research had looked at general internet use to retrieve health information. I'm sorry, that's what we did. We looked at general internet use to retrieve health we looked at general internet use, and it was related. Previous studies have looked at specific internet use to retrieve health information. So we know that both of these studies show that internet use is significant. Okay, and so we found that blood pressure monitoring was not associated with health literacy, and the literature is pretty inconsistent. So we know that more research is needed. I also think it's important to sort of tease out, because again, when you look at those more advanced levels of health literacy, you see associations, whereas they're not advanced. So a strength of this study is it's a preliminary investigation in a very under-researched area, and specifically when you move into looking at the health behaviors of blood pressure monitoring, there's not much out there, so more research has to be done. But some of our limitations was it was a very, very small sample size. Generalizability was mostly African American, so it might look different in different populations, in different geographic areas. Recall bias and respondent fatigue and illness could have been a real challenge because we were collecting data after these patients had gone through an emergency department visit. So you can, you know, imagine yourself going to the emergency department, going through all of that, being discharged, and then, oh, do you want to be in a study, you know? And then the data that I used for this project was specifically only at baseline. So that was a real, could be a limitation. And also this is a cross-sectional look. So again, just really stressing the importance that future studies should really continue to look at these self-monitoring behaviors and disease management behaviors. And also look in bigger, larger samples, and even maybe moving into primary care settings where you have patients who have hypertension, but maybe you'll get a different sample than you would at an emergency department. And also using quantitative and qualitative information to better understand the pathways between health literacy and health behaviors. Because why is it that more advanced level health literacy is related to blood pressure monitoring, but the more basic ones aren't? So what are those pathways that are working together, and what are the different associations with that? Also, implications for using technology-based interventions for patients with low health literacy. If we better understand those pathways of why health literacy is impacting the health behaviors, then we can better intervene and address those issues. And technology might be a good way of doing that. Just wanted to acknowledge the co-authors and also my mentor who is here. So thank you. These are my references. Any questions? Yeah, that's a good point. I think, too, as I explained, we were collecting data at the end of an emergency department visit. So those people who were still very motivated to commit to being in a research study after they had been through an emergency department visit may have been more motivated, may have been more health literate. So I'm kind of feeling maybe that's the association. Also, our instrument looked at maybe more basic health literacy skills, too. So that might have contributed to it. Also, our scale looked at, you know, how confident do you feel? So again, that plays into their perceptions of their health literacy.
Okay. Thank you,
Jennifer. Thank you.